Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Careful Clean, serving the Bay Area with exterior cleaning services, pressure washing, solar panel cleaning, and wood restoration services for residential and commercial clients. Careful-clean.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Now that a federal judge has ruled Stockton is eligible for bankruptcy protection, the city can move forward with Chapter 9. Creditors had argued in court the city negotiated in bad faith, but the judge scolded them yesterday for refusing to pay their share of the mediation costs. The Stockton Record quotes U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Christopher Klein of Sacramento saying, quote, "Negotiation by definition is a two-way street." In Santa Ana, a federal judge heard arguments on whether to resentence Michael Corona, indicted a few years back when he was sheriff of Orange County. After a federal investigation of claims ranging from secret cash payments to sexual affairs, Corona was put away for one charge of witness tampering. The LA Times reports Corona's attorneys are trying to get his 5.5-year prison sentence reduced after the Supreme Court narrowed a definition of corruption to just bribes and kickbacks. This has been a terrible year for sea lion pups. They've been found starving and stranded in record numbers on beaches from Santa Barbara to San Diego. Are you involved in the rescue effort or a scientist researching possible causes? Tell us about it on our Facebook page. Just search for the California Report and you'll find us there. Nearly 20 years ago, Pacific Gas and Electric paid hundreds of millions of dollars to settle legal claims it poisoned the Mojave Desert community of Hinckley by dumping industrial waste into the ground. But since that David and Goliath triumph, made famous by the movie Aaron Brockovich, a plume of groundwater contaminated with chromium-6 has continued to spread. Chris Richard reports.
All right, class. Describe to your partner what a downpour would look like.
The first and second graders at the Hinckley School gather in pairs to practice their vocabulary words. It seems business as usual for now, but with so many families leaving Hinckley, the school will close forever in June. Sonia Pellerin is a teacher here.
We're learning every day different areas the kids are moving to now, and we've had many, many tears. Some people have lived here for generations, and it is turning families upside down.
With enrollment falling sharply for several years, Barstow Unified School District trustees say they can't afford to keep the Hinckley School open on their own. For the rest of the academic year, the Hinckley School will continue to be a community gathering place. Once a month, the school invites families to share lunch with their children. Roberta Walker came here recently to be with her grandchildren. She's angry that PG&E refused a district request to buy the Hinckley School in order to keep it open.
The school was the biggest part of the community, and they refused to admit that they were at fault for the decline in enrollment.
In the 1990s, Walker was the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit by residents against PG&E for dumping cooling water from a natural gas compression plant south of town into online ponds. The waste, laden with toxic chromium-6, contaminated Hinckley's wells, and the suit blamed the company for widespread cancer and autoimmune disease. PG&E paid $333 million to settle the case. Much of the money went to attorneys, with the balance divided among 600 plaintiffs. With her share of the money, Walker built new homes for herself and her daughters about 4 miles north of the compression plant. She believed that under a state cleanup order, PG&E would contain the poison. Now chromium-6 has turned up in her water again. Walker and her daughters are negotiating sale terms with the company.
I mean, there's still that little hope that the state will continue pushing along, but am I going to do it once I leave and once I get out of here? Am I going to? No, I'm not. I'm tired. I'm done.
PG&E has already agreed to buy out a third of Hinckley's residents, and the company has spent some $700 million trying to clean up its mess. That's included pumping millions of gallons of water a year and spreading it on fields to let microbes break down the poison. The company's also pumping ethanol into the ground to trigger a chemical reaction that neutralizes the chromium. At a public meeting in October, project engineer Kevin Sullivan tried to offer encouragement.
We're making a lot of progress. We've cleaned up like 54 acres. Now, I know that doesn't, believe me, I understand that if it's not your property, you know, what have you done for me lately? But 54 acres is a lot of progress.
It's only a fraction of the environmental damage. 3 years ago, state water quality officials estimated the contamination plume at a little more than 2.5 miles long. According to the most recent state report, it may now be more than 7 miles long and spreading at 2 feet per day. Lori Kemper of the State Water Quality Board.
It seems like the more we look, the more we're finding, and it's something that is scary, you know, for folks.
Frightening as the pollution is, until recently, 83-year-old Patsy Morris was determined to stay. She remembered the Mulberry Street neighborhood of her youth, when the houses had green lawns and her children played up and down the block. Today, the few neighbors who remain have turned off their wells for fear of the chromium. The grass is gone. Most houses are boarded up, and Morris tries to resign herself to leaving.
You get a bitterness about the whole thing. They're just going to make this a big dust bowl. That's all I can say about it. And friends are leaving one way or another. It gets you, you know.
PG&E spokesman Jeff Smith has said repeatedly over the years that the company wants to make sure Hinkley survives. But that's getting more complicated.
We certainly remain committed to working with the people of Hinkley. If their preference is to have their property purchased and to depart from the community, you know, we want to make sure that we have that option available to them as well.
In a community so small, one loss flows into another. Hinkley's losing its fire department, too. Four of the department's 6 members are negotiating sale of their homes to PG&E, including Fire Captain Julie Hegenberger. Her mother was the town nurse. Her father founded the volunteer fire department. By contrast, Hegenberger's husband moved repeatedly as a child.
By the time we got married, he was like, I never want to leave. I don't want to do that. I want to. Very hard. But I want to raise our children, have them grow up in the same school, live in the same house.
But both Hegenberger's parents died of diseases she blames on the contaminated water. A brother seriously ill. She herself has Crohn's disease. Hegenberger and her husband feel that for their children's safety, they have no choice but to move away. Still, leaving this place he came to call home is very hard for her husband.
He never had that, and it's what I had, and he's seen that it made me a person in the community, and we're not going to have that.
PG&E estimates it could take another 40 years to get rid of the pollution. That draws grim laughter from people in Hinkley. They predict their community will be a ghost town in less than 10. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Hinkley.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, April 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.